NPR's Guy Raz is also in London. He spent today in a city neighborhood where some of the suspects were arrested, learning more about who they are and what their neighbors have to say about them.
There is something almost predictable about the way friends and neighbors describe arrested terror suspects the day after. It's no different in this case. Quiet, friendly, studious, gentle, all adjectives you will hear in the coming 4 minutes. But first, what we know for sure. We know the names of 19 of the suspects because the British Treasury froze their bank accounts. All are Muslim. The oldest is between 34 and 36. That's still not clear. And the youngest is 17. At least three of the suspects are recent converts to Islam. We also know that one of the people in custody is a woman, the wife of another suspect. Now, the majority of the arrests took place right here, in London's East End neighborhood of Walthamstow. It's a mixed community, ethnically diverse, where halal butcher shops and Greek mezza joints compete for business. Folkestone Road has become the kind of center of a media circus recently. It's the street where Ibrahim Savant lived. The house is small. It is very modest. There are a few police officers standing outside in front of it. Many of Ibrahim's friends are milling about in the neighborhood here. They all say he was quiet and devout and never discussed politics. Ibrahim was actually born Oliver and converted to Islam in 1998. Now, in the past few years, he started wearing traditional Islamic robes.
Over the years, he's gradually built up more and more religious, but, I mean, he didn't become an extremist.
That's 24-year-old Salem Riftiyuz. He describes Ibrahim, or Ibs, as he calls him, as an apolitical guy. Ibrahim was close with another suspect in the case, Wahid Zaman, and the two used to hang out in the neighborhood, says 23-year-old Ishtiaq Hussain.
They never spoke politics, they always spoke about religion, and both of them got a lot of non-Muslim friends.
Suspect Wahid Zaman received a BA in biochemistry from London Metropolitan University, and for a time he worked as a sales rep at the London toy store Hamleys in central London. The mosque in Walthamstow, though, was where he was spending an increasing amount of time. About a mile away at the Lees Bridge Road Mosque, Imtiaz Khadir, a senior member of the community, is trying to tamp down the hype for now. He knows three other suspects in custody, Omer Mehran and Nabil Hussein. They are all brothers, all in their early 20s.
This is totally out of character what's being portrayed in the news at the moment. They are very gentle and they are very good practicing young men.
But Walthamstow has had a few problems in the recent past. Last year, the local council banned a rally at the Islamic Community Center here after flyers were passed around showing an Islamic fighter aiming a rocket launcher at 10 Downing Street, the home of the British Prime Minister. Now, what is not yet clear is what connects the suspects arrested Tuesday night. Two arrests were actually made in central England, in Birmingham, and a few others in High Wycombe, about 30 miles from the east end of London. And in all of those areas, there is a strong consensus among those who knew some of the suspects that there is no way they could have been part of a plot like this. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.